Recording in progress.
Okay, guys, let's begin. Okay. All right, we left off yesterday on Lamed Chesem and Aleph. And the Gemara in the top of Lamed Chesem and Aleph discusses Abaye said to Rav Yosef. Abaye and Rav Yosef have come up quite a bit. Lamed Zion and Beze came up. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, this Kubidara, which is Turkanun, what bracha do you say? And Rav Yosef responded back to Abaye, Gubla Ba'alma, which is like this, like, very thin batter. And he says, you say a brei minim mezonos. And Marzutra commented, if you're Kovei Suda, you say Amotzi, and you bench. And Baravashi added on, in fact, you're Yotze what? Matz at the Seder, because you fulfill Lechemoni. That's the progression in the Gemara. And the simplest reading of the Gemara is that, the simplest reading of the Gemara is exactly the way we just said it, is that it's a progression. That if you take this thin batter, you say a mezonos and alamichia. If you're kaveh asud on it, which means you eat a lot of it, dalad bayim, let's say the shir of dalad bayim, which we'll get into when we get to the sugya of pasim avakis and bez Hashem, then you're kaveh asud, and then you say what? You say amotzi and you bench. And then he adds in a different category when it comes to what? Matzah at the Seder. The din is that what? The din is that you'll be yotze, matzah at the Seder. Okay? That's the progression. But we ended yesterday with the Ra'ah. And I wanted you to see the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah has a very, very novel way of reading the Gemara. And that novel way is as follows. He claims that Marzutra is coming to be Cholek on the previous Shita. And he basically says in Dibur Maskal V'Hai that he believes that this is real bread. And therefore, since it's real bread, it's brachas amotzi, regardless of whether you're kovei asud or not. Regardless of whether you're kovei asud or not. He says beferish that he's coming to be chaylik l'maisa. He says that exactly was the presentation that we have in the Gemara. He's coming to be chaylik. That's what he wants to say. The Marzutra coming to say is coming to be cholek, and he's saying that this is different. This is pas gomer. Hacha pas gomer ben kvasasuda ben lokavasasuda. Chad din islu. He's coming to be cholek, and he's coming to say this is not like pasababakistan. Pasababakistan is such that what? That it's a brachas mezonos alamichi. But if you come a suda, it transforms to what? Amotzi and what? And because of Mazu, and then he says, well, loosh kishar ugos. It's not like shar ugos. It's not like other cakes, which are like pasa babakistan. This stuff is pas gomor. And that's exactly what he's coming to say. And he's coming to be cholek. This shita, Marzutra, is coming to argue. Now, Noam pointed out in Seder, he said, Rebbe, it's a little bit shvir. Why is it shvir? Because it says kovei suda. You're telling me that Marzutra is coming to say it doesn't make a difference? Does the Gemara say kovei suda? It's a great kasha. So he speaks to that. And what does he say? When the Gemara says that Marzutra is kovei suda, he was trying to show that it's pas. That it's like pas mamish. Because the derech is to be kovei suda on this. Not that it lends itself sometimes to kovei suda and sometimes not. It is such a food that is what is kovei suda. So don't be bothered by the Gemara. The Gemara is expressing that concept. And we wanted to say that, you know, like the Gemara says, Amora Amar, it didn't say the word Amar here, but Marzutra Kavasuda, there is a good way, I think, to read the Gemara. It's not the Pashup Shad, but in fact, he's coming to be Cholek. And that's the Ra'ah, very, very ingenious way to read the Gemara. Very, very beautiful way to read the Gemara. He's coming to be Cholek. And that's the Chiddush that he says what? Says with Marzutra. Okay. Now, with this in mind, thank you for bringing it, Gavriel. The tour says the following. Okay, let's get this. The tour says in Kumin Simin Kuf Samaches, Ostetvav, when he discusses Turkanin, he says Turkanin is Kuba Ba'akira, and you say what? You say Motzi, and you say what? And you say your Yotze Matzah, and you bench. Yes? What's missing from this tour? The tour says, without a doubt, Trukanin is chayv and chal, say amotzi. He doesn't bat an eyelash. He doesn't say whether it's kovei asud or not. He doesn't mention it at all. When he talks about Tarisa, at the very end, the simplest reading of the Torah is that by Tarisa, he says it depends whether you're Koveya Suda. If you're Koveya Suda, it's Lechem, it's Amotzi, and Betri. If you're not Koveya Suda, it's Alamechia. Sam, you got this? Again, get it down. The Torah writes Trukanin, straight up. Trukanin is what? Trukanin is Motzi. He doesn't say whether you're Koveya Suda or not. And Tarisa, he says you're Koveya Suda. That's what the Torah writes, black on white. So the Beis Yosef, the Masor Trukanin, says, what on earth is going on here? He's against the Gemara. The Gemara said by Trukanin, which is Kubat Ara, the Gemara says, depends whether you're Koveya Suda or not. That's what the Beis Yosef asks in the Masor Trukanin. It's Mamish against the Gemara. Okay, you got the Kasha, Sam, you got this? So the Beis Yosef answers, get this, Dir Masko Matzati. He says, I believe the following. I believe that when the Torah says, Marbar of Ashi says, Yer Yotze Chavasu BePesach, Marbar of Ashi, not Marzutra, Marbar of Ashi was the one who brought a matzah on Pesach, Marbar of Ashi is cholek on what was said in the Gemara before, Koveya Sudasa Baruch Motzi. And that's the way the Torah read the Gemara. Ah, he says, that's not Poshup Shad in the Gemara. But he says, in Dir Maskel Fikach, we have to stand on our head and say, that's what the Tur Lamaisa, that's the Pshat in the Tur. And when the Tur writes Lamaisa, Tarisa, what does he mean? He means Trukanin. When you look at the end of the piece says, Vavarchel Abrahim Nozomus, it's not 100% clear it's going at Tarisa. He wants to say the last two lines are going back on Trukanin. So he wants to say that don't tell me the Allah is. And this is what he wants to say. The Chiddush is, when the Torah writes Koveya Sudaso, he meant Trukanin. And there is a chiluk between Koveya. He was Koveya. He was Mechalik between Trukanin, whether Koveya Sudar or not. The first read, the Pashat reading of the Torah is, he only mentions it regarding Teresa. Eyes against the Gemara, Trukanin, he doesn't say a word about it. The Gemara makes the chiluk. He says, no, when the Torah, the end of the piece, meant the chiluk between Suda and not, that's going back on Trukanin. It's not going on Teresa. It's not going on Teresa. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's the answer that he wants to give to his kasha. But what was his first answer? Gavriel, that what? That Marbar Azutra held what? Marbar Avashi held what? Held that it was what? That it was Pasgomer, and he was Pasking like what? He was possibly Marbar of Ashi. Okay, on the case of what? On the case of Trukanin. So two possibilities the Torah gives for who? Two possibilities the Torah gives for the base, for the Beis Yosef gives for the Torah. Okay, let's say it again. The Gemara Lamaisu, we had the Ra'ah, simplest thing, Gemara's progressions, yes? What do I mean by progressions? Trukanin is Koveya Suda, not Koveya Suda, and then what? And then if you're Matzah, you're Yotzeh. Comes to the Ra'ah and says, no. The Ra'ah says, Koveya Suda means what? That it's Pas Gomer, and he's coming to be Cholik, and Trukanin is always going to be Amotzi. That's the Ra'ah's reading. Then you open up the Tur. The Tur says, Trukanin, no matter what, is Amotzi. Yes, Sam, what does he forget? Koveya Suda or not? That's against the Gemara. So what's the first answer to the Beis Yosef? That what? That he's passing like who? Marbar of Ashi, who says that it's Pas Gomer. He doesn't care whether you're Koveya Suda or not. That's his din. He doesn't care whether you're Koveya Suda or not. That's the halacha. The halacha is what? The halacha is that it's Koveya, that it's Pas Gomer. It doesn't mean it's whether you're Koveya Suda. He passes like Marbar of Ashi. That's what the Tur Paskin like. That's the first answer. Then he says that's very difficult. It's very difficult. That's not pshat in the Gemara. He says, I'm not comfortable saying Marbar of Ashi is coming to be Cholik, even though we did say what? The Ra'ah said that what? The Ra'ah said Marbar Sutra was coming to be Cholik, yes? We did say that, but he wasn't comfortable with it. So what does he end up saying? What does the Beis Yosef end up saying? That when he makes the chiluk at the end, he wasn't referring to Teresa between Koveya Suda and Teresa. Going back on what? Going back on Trukanin. No. When he said Trukanin, said straight up Amotzi, without saying Koveya Suda or not. When he mentions the issue about Koveya Suda, he says that later on by Teresa. So he says he didn't mean it on Teresa. He meant it on the beginning of the piece, what's going on Trukanin. And that was what, that's the way he wants to read the what? That's the way he wants to read the what? Read the Tur. And that comes out to be a very interesting Chiddush, halacha lemaisa. Okay? And the truth is, please get it down in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskin the Tzifte Eva by Trukanin? Yes? There's a difference between Koveya Suda or not. And by Teresa, he doesn't mention a word. By Trisi says you never say amotzi. Even if you're kovei, you never say amotzi. That's what the mechaber says in the Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber says by Chukadin, there's a difference whether kovei is suit or not. If you're kovei is suit, it's amotzi because of Muslim. And if you're not, it's a mizonos al michya. And by Teresa, he says no matter what, it's amotzi. No matter what, it's never amotzi. Even in kovei suda, it's never amotzi. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Lomaisa Taka says. So what I'm saying to you is that with the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah, it's the way he writes it in where? In Shulchan Aruch. Correct. Excellent. Okay. Now, let's continue upon this. You with me, Noam? He says by Teresa, correct, by Teresa. That's what he says, no matter what, even if you're Koveyan, it doesn't
there's
make a difference.
That we do that's nowadays that if it's Mizonot, no matter how much we eat, it's still going to be Mizonot.
Sure, noodles, no matter how much. There's no Psuras Apas. Can get tons of noodles. Absolutely. One sec, Avril. Now, the Drishan, real quick, go ahead.
No.
You got it? You have a question?
Yeah, but.
Go ahead. What's the Kasha? Yeah?
I don't know. Why are we mentioning Koveyasuda by Teresa? Because we never even mentioned the Kasha.
We'll get to it. Excellent. We're going to get to it right now. Excellent. The Drisha and the Bach have a different shot in the tour. I hope you looked in the tour. Here, the Bach's on the left side, the Drisha's on the bottom. They say a different shot. And they say the Girsa of the tour in the Gemara was different than we have in our Gemara. Exactly what Gabriel was asking. Excellent, guys. Amalei Abai L'Ravasi, you know what his Girsa is? Hai Trisa D'Ara. Mayim Avrachim. Not Trukkanin. Trisa d'ara, not Kubadara, Trisa d'ara. Kubadara is Trukkanin. It's not, no, his Girsa was Trisa d'ara, not Kubadara.
Trukkanin is Trisa d'ara?
No, no, Kubadara is Trukkanin. You know that from the Gemara.
Right.
That's not what his Girsa was. Amra Abayler of Yosef wasn't high Kubadara, my Marachilov. It was high Teresa d'ara. Correct. It was Teresa d'ara. Teresa d'ara is same as Trisa. He's not Gur, he's Kubas d'ara. He was Trisa d'ara. So it's not going on Trukkanin at all. Okay? Which is Kubadara, like you said. So Trisadara we're Mechalik and Kaviyah Suda not. And therefore you can read the Torah exactly like the Pashup Shad in the Torah is, Sam. That what? That by Trisa there's a difference in Kaviyah Suda not. By Trukkanin there is absolutely no difference. Halacha Lamaisa. Trukkanin is Pas Gomor. And if it's Pas Gomor, what's the din? What's the din? You say what? Amotzi, even if you're not what? Kaviyah Suda. It's completely the opposite of what? The Mechaber says, Lagabi Trisa, right? Mechaber said, by Trisa, you say Mizonos no matter what. He says, what? By Trukkanin, no matter what, you say what? Hamotzi. You got it? That's the Bach and the Drisha. Oh. So I was thinking, I want you to get this. Is there anyone in the Gedolei Achronim that says like the what? Like the Ra'ah, who we had at the beginning of Shir. What did the Ra'ah say? That Marzutra is coming to be Chalik. And I found Baruch Hashem the Panimiris. Let's get it. The Panim Meiris writes that Marzutra, the Panim Meiris, Panim Meirot, the Panim Meirot in Simon Samach Zayin, Dibra Maskariti says that Marzutra was coming the Cholek and Guvlo Ba'almo. And he says, you say, Amotzi. I, Marzutra, Noam, you ask, is Kovei Suda? That was just to show that it's what? That was just to show that it was what? That it's lechem, that it's pas, excellent. The Gemara wasn't saying, oh, it depends whether you're kovei suda or not. I grant you that's not the pashup shad the Gemara, that's what the Ra'ah says, and that's backed up by who? The Panim Meiris. Actually, the Panim Meiris is backed up by the Ra'ah. And Memela, it comes out that the tour is pasking like who? Marzutra. Because what does Marzutra say? Trukkanin, what's the din? Is what? He's going to classical? Is all pas gomer? Doesn't make a difference whether it's what? Kovei Asur or not. Oh, but Noam says Rebbe, he says Kovei Asur. It meant to show that it's bread, that it's the derech to Kovei on it. Not that it depends two tracks. Okay, has everyone got that so far? We got the skiddish? Okay. This is a very new way to read the Gemara. The bottom line is if I would ask you, there are three ways to read the Gemara. Either you can read the Gemara like we read in the beginning of Shir Progression. Either you could say that what? The Ra'ah and the Panim Meiris say that what Marzutra is coming to be cholik. What was the third way? We had a third way according to the who?
The Girsa switch?
Well, not a Girsa switch, but we had a third way in the Beis Yosef's first shot that he was, Mar Bravashi was the one who's being what? Mar Bravashi was the one who's being cholik. The one who commented on Matzah. The one who commented on Matzah, which is what? Which is a tremendous chiddush. Okay. And then you're right, Noam, we have that different Girsa of the Drisha and the Bach. It's really four ways to read the Gemara. Trisa da'ara. Everyone got this? Gabriel, clear? Please get it, okay? All right. Let's take this now a step further now. Okay? If I would ask you, what is the Chiddush of Mar Bravashi? What is the Chiddush of Mar Bravashi? You already told me you kovei a suda. If you kovei a suda, you say a lechem, you say a berkas amazon, then he says yotze matzah. What is the Chiddush? I understand, but lamaisa, Pesach lamaisa, okay. Pesach lamaisa, you're being kovei a suda, right? Push up shot, no? Okay, so I want you to get this. The Beis Yosef again, Gavriel. In Dibra Maska, what Umatzati says, the Chiddush of Mar Bravashi is like this. You know what I would have thought chukken in is? Rich man's matzah. A lot of people eat it for tanuk, for enjoyment. On Pesach Seder, you're supposed to have poor man's matzah. Last time I checked, lechmoni. The Chiddush is get it down, says the Beis Yosef. Please get it. You have to understand, no, the Beis Yosef learned the lomdus and then he came up with the halachim. The Chiddush is that it's not called rich man's bread. The Chiddush is called poor man's bread. Since it's called poor man's bread, yotze dechovas matzah. That's the first Chiddush the Beis Yosef wants to say. A lot of people might think you're not yotze with chukken in a matzah on Pesach. Because people might think it's eating latanuk for enjoyment, and rich, that's a rich man's matzah. And therefore, rich man's matzah and not yotze. Come on, I don't want you to think that.
What is chukken in? Can you compare it to anything?
Chukken in is the kubadari. You put it in the what? You put it in the hole. Hole in the ground. Yeah, it's like, you know, it forms lamaisa, forms enough of a what? Forms enough of a pas that you put in the hole, it's confined. It's not but batter that's put on the griddle. You put it in the hole lamaisa, so it comes some form. So the Chiddush is, I would have thought it's called rich man's matzah. Kamashman is what? Lechemoni. Number one, Chiddush. Number two, Sam, says the Beis Yosef. Please get it. He wants a taina. I would have thought you're not Yotzei Chovas matzah at all because there's no tzuris lechem. What's the Chiddush? It's called Tzuris Lechem. It is called Tzuris Lechem. It is enough to be called Tzuris Lechem, and it is the Derech of Anani. You know, God forbid, no one should ever be in this state. But poor people sometimes don't have an oven. They don't have an oven. So how did they used to bake their bread? In the ground. In holes in the ground, Rahman al-Islam. So that's exactly what he's saying, that it's a Shem Lechem. Kubad Ar is called a Shem Lechem. Enough to be Yotze what? Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni. It's got to be called Lechem and Oni. So the way I like to crystallize it is that the first Kiddush of the Beis Yosef focuses on the word what? Oni. The second shot of the Beis Yosef focuses on what word? Lechem. That's how you crystallize it, guys. So our Rotswag was in the tools he taught us, how to fit in the Kiddush. Lechem Oni, Tzipe. The first Kiddush is in the Oni. Second Kiddush is in the what? In the Lechem. So it could be, Lamaisa, it could very well be, possibly, Lamaisa, that if you look in the Ra'ah, Dibramasko Amar, he wants to say the Chiddush of Mar Bravashi is that Lechem Oni tells me you don't need Pas Gemura. Doesn't need to be Pas Gemura. Okay? It doesn't have to be Pas Gemura. I want you to get that down. It has to be Pas, but not Pas Gemura. And that's why I think it fits in good with the Girsa. Gavriel, you told him, some people have the Girsa what? Some Gedolim have the Girsa Chayev Chal instead of what? Putter Chal. Don't we have an Argamar Putter? No, what do we have in our Gemara? Yeah. Our Gemara says Pater Chala, right? Yeah. So some had the gear, so what? Chayav Chala. We saw that with the Gong, right? I'm just saying that the Chiddush was that the Turkanen was what? Turkanen is considered to be Kubadar, and it's enough to be called a Pas. Because when it comes to Matzah and Pesach, you don't need Pas Gomer. You don't need Pas Gomer, and therefore that's why you're Chayav and Chala.
Doesn't the Rav say that in the end of the day, when it just holds its Pas Gomer anyway?
In the end of the day, Marzucha holds Lamaisa. It's not Pas Abam Kislev. It's considered to be Pas. Right. And Barbara Bashi's probably agreeing to that. Correct. So he's saying that you see Lamaisa, it might not be called Pas Gomer. It is called Pas to say Amotzi. Right. But the reason why I say it's not Pas Gomer because you don't put it in the what? You don't put it in the oven, Lamaisa. But for our purposes, it fits in with the Shita. That you give me Yotze Lamaisa on Pesach because it's called what? Pas. It's enough to be called Pas. Halacha Lamaisa. And what are you chayiv? You're chayiv in what? The Torah says Lechemoni. You don't need Pas Gemurah Shayiv Gilgal. Doesn't have to be that. So if you hold a Shita that says that you're chayiv in Chala like that, so then it's enough. It's considered to be Lechem for Matzah, Lechem for what? Lechem for Chala. You make it a good Aura, but it's Pas. It's Pas enough to be called what? Something's Pas. I understand, but that's all part of the built-in. That's what Mar Bravashi is extending from Mar Zutra. Mar Bravashi is extending that.
So the Ra'ah is that
Yes, they're in the same tandem. Yes, they hold its pasgum. Correct. Well said. Yes, and they're saying that for matzah you don't need pasgum. Well said. Okay, now let's take this even a step further. Now let's get this. You ready? What happens, Lamaisa, when Marbar Avashi says that Yotze Dechavaso bePesach, Lamaisa, is that when you're Koveya Suda or not? Did he say anything in the Gemara about that, Usher? Did Marbar Avashi say anything about Koveya Suda? Okay, we'll get good. We'll get to it. But I'm saying Pshat in the Gemara. Did he say anything about Koveya Suda? Not a word. Marzuchu was the one who said it. So it comes along the Bach in Siftes, and he said, I want you to know something. The only time you yotze matzah on Pesach is when you're Koveya Suda. And most of the Gedol Achronim reject the Bach. The Mitzvah Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud, Os Hei, the Magen Giburim, the Divrei Dover, they all say this Pshat that it's not correct. They say you yotze Chovetz Matzah B'Chukkanin, even if you're not Koveya Suda. Even if you're not Koveya Suda. Why? What's so special and unique about Pesach? Why does it give you L'maisa Yotzi without Koveya Suda, Sam? What's this all about? Why are you Yotzi even if what? Even if you're not Koveya Suda? Lechem Mishnah says it beferish. So this is exactly what Nate just said. The Minchas Chinuch and the Magen Giburim say, since it's a chiyuv to eat matzah on Leil Pesach, that makes it automatic Koveya Suda. You got me, Akiva? Excellent. Since you have a chiyuv on Leil Pesach to eat matzah, that makes it automatically Koveya Suda. Doesn't make a difference how much you eat. The Minchas Chinuch and the Magen Giburim. Minchas Chinuch and the Magen Giburim, Mitzvah Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud, Os Hei. And the Magen Giburim is Simen Kuf Samaches, San the Shulta Giburim, Sivkon Yedalud. Okay, and the Divrei Dovid is Divrei Maskul Trukkanin. They all say that since on Pesach you have to eat, that makes the Achila a Koveya Suda. And that's exactly what the tour says. Get this comparison now, Noam, in Hilchos Sukkah. What does it say, Yechezkel, in Hilchos Sukkah? You're allowed to eat a kezias outside the Sukkah. Because that's called Achilas Eroi. But on Leil Rishon Sol Sukkos, where must you eat your food? In the Sukkah. That makes it automatic Chiyuv. And therefore, it's this automatic Chiyuv. You must eat the kezias where? In the Sukkah. It's an automatic Kviyas. Just like on Sukkot's automatic kviyas, on Leil Seder it's an automatic kviyas. And therefore it's usher to eat it the first night, even to eat a kezias outside the Sukkah. So too by matzah. You have a chiyuv to eat matzah. Memeila, you don't need to eat tons of matzahs, dalet bayim. You don't need to eat 10 sheets of matzah. What you do need to eat is eat the regular shear, and that is an automatic kviyas, pseudo halacha lemaisa. And therefore you yotze. So that is the chiddush against the Bach. And that's Lamaisa, the Pashup Shot in the Gemara. It's a Pashup Shot in the Gemara because why? It didn't say Kviya Suda. It doesn't say Kviya Suda. Bach is a Chiddush. The Bach reads the words in the Marbar Avash Kviya Suda. Marzucha right before is the one who said it. Why didn't the Bach say it? I'm sorry. Why didn't Marbar Avash say it? So the Gedol Achronim say he doesn't have to say it. You know why he doesn't have to say it? Because it's automatic. It's automatic. Okay. Also, let's add on, and we'll get to you in a second, Gavriel. The Divrei Dovid points out that on Pesach, you don't need Lechem Chashuv. Why not? Why don't you need Lechem Chashuv? All you need is Lechem what? Oni. Wow, that's what we just said. You don't need Pas Gomor. That's why he says, my taima, Lechem Oni Karin and Bey. That's exactly the Pshat, Lamaisa.
Is that the reason for why most fighting say
Well, Rabbi Avadia wrote a whole tshuva, which maybe we'll go through once, Lamaisa. Well, he said, he himself personally does say Amotzi throughout the year. But Sfarda and Pesach say Amotzi throughout the year, they say Mizoinis. Maybe. We'll have to see. But he himself personally said Amotzi. When he visited YU, he said that. He himself personally said Amotzi. He was Melamed Tzchus. So I want you to get this. This is why it comes out that it's good. And what's another Sfarda? Since you have to eat the matzah beheseba, what does heseba mean? What's heseba? That makes it a kviyas. Please get it. Therefore, you don't need a mechalik. That's what the Divrei Dovid says. Two svaras. One svar is the what? On Pesach, you don't need pas gomer. You don't need pas chashuv. And number two is it's a kviyas, so automatically the heseba.
You don't do heseba with matzah.
What did you say? Sure, you do. Yeah, you're supposed to eat Berev Tov Lamatzas with a Seba. You have to. Remember we said the Rosh said it out of Yotzim and HaTorah, Lamaisa. So you see Beferish. What'd you say?
If I eat crackers without seba.
No, a seba only means halachically, because of halachically we do. We don't have a seba, you know. A seba is different nowadays, lemais. Sam, you got this? Go ahead, Gabriel. What do you say?
The Chorin and the Bach aren't actually disagreeing over whether you need to be Kovei Suda. They're both saying you need to be Kovei Suda, but rather just disagreeing on what the
But there's a big difference between the two.
I know, but
the Bach says you got to eat a 10 bayin or dalad bayin.
I'm saying, but they just disagree on the definition.
Correct, you're right. Well said, but that's a big nafkamina.
Yeah.
Right? The other Gadol Achronim say it's automatic, right? Excellent. But they are agreeing that you need it. The question is it automatic or not? And the Divrei Dava gives you these two svaras of why it's automatic. Okay, either the Minchas Chinuch says because you have a chiyuv, or you say the second svara, which is the first one of the Divrei Dava, that what says what Yechezkel, that it's what you don't need pas kashuv, it's lechem oni, and that fits why the Gemara says lechem oni ksibbe. Fits beautifully in the Gemara. He's trying to say lechem oni ksibbe. You don't need to be kovei a suda because it's automatic to be a suda. You don't need pas kashuv. You don't need pas kashuv. It's not a derech likboa suda on lechem kazeh. There's no derek. That's by brachas. But by Pesach, you don't need lechem choshev. That's good for what the Gemara is saying. My time of lechem oni. You don't need pas choshev. By brachas, you need pas choshev. Okay. Excellent. You got this? Everyone got this? Now we're building this up. This leads us now to the lechem mishnah, and then we can go right to the Gemara. Says the lechem mishnah. Basically, I think, Nate, you might have asked me this kasha in Seder today. Okay. You're Machaved the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha. You guys remember what was the punchline in Lamed Ches, Lamed Zayin in the base that Abai said? What did Rav Yosef say about Chavitza? That if it has a if the shear of a Kazayas, what's it then? Motzi Lechem Arts. If it's less than a Kazayas, Yechesko? Mizonis and Ala Michi. And what do you prove it from?
Menachas.
Correct. Now, what was the issue over there? What did Abaye ask? What did Abaye say over there? Do you remember what Abaye said over there? Remember, we worked very hard on this. You're going with Rabbi Shmuel, and what do? You're taking different parts of less than a gazayas and putting them together, and what does it say? You were motzi the yotz of the Seder with it, yes? But what else do we say the Gemara is saying between the lines for the purpose of the Shakal Atariya? That it must be slam dunk, the bracha is what? Is a motzi. Is that correct? Yes? That's what the Gemara said on Lamed Zayin and Beis. That was the Pshat in the Gemara. We worked very hard on that line. Akiva, you got me? How does that square with Turkanin? Asked the Lechem Mishnah. What do we say by Turkanin? What are we saying by Turkanin? That it's a Mizonos, but what's the din? If you kovei a suit on it, what's the din? You say a motzi, and you're also Yotze what? Yotze de Chavaso. So what kind of proof is that from the Gemara over there? What kind of proof is that? Maybe Kimi Mechalik, by Matzah, it's considered to be lechem, but not like Ami Amotzi, and Trukkanen proves it. What happens if you're not Kovei Asuda by Trukkanen? This is what you asked me in Seder. What happens if you're not Kovei Asuda on Trukkanen? What bracha do you say?
Mizonos.
You say Mizonos. Are you Yotze the Chovas Matzah though by Trukkanen? Yes. That whole premise that we learned in the Kasha Lamzai goes right up in smoke with Trukkanen. If you learn the Posh of Shad and Trukkanen. The Gemara say black and white Trukkanen is Mizonos. But if you eat it for Pesach, you're Yotze Matzah. What did it say on Lamed Zayin and Beis? It said on Lamed Zayin and Beis that if you Yotze Matzah, it's clear that the bracha is what? Hamotzi. That's not what Turkanin says. Turkanin says the bracha is Mizoinus. It's a Pella. That's what you asked me in Seder. That's a Lechem Mishnah's Kasha and the Rama Perek Gimel Hakatesh. Yes. Yes, I'll say it again, Akiva. We learned on Lamed Zayin and Beis that Abaye was very bothered by. If you take different morsels from the Menachos, less than a kazayas, like the Rebbe Shmuel, and you put them together, you eat matzah and peso, you yotze. And therefore the bracha is amotzi. So you see that what even less than a kazayas is amotzi. That was Abaye's kasha on Rebbe Yosef. You see from there that anytime you yotze the matzah and the seder, the Magen Avraham, in fact, we point out the Magen Avraham. What was the Magen Avraham's psak? That anytime you what? You yotze, whatever you yotze with the matzah and the seder, the bracha must be what? Hamotzi, right? Magen Avraham snatched it right out of the Gemara. But Trukkanen proves that wrong. Trukkanen, here you have a situation where you're Kovei Asuda, and you can be Yotze Matzah, but if you weren't Kovei Asuda, the bracha would be Mizoinus. How do those two things square? Oh, you got the Kasha?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give the answer, then we'll call on you, Gabriel. Okay? Listen to this answer Lechem Mishnah gives. Noam, is that clear? So the answer is Lechem Mishnah is the following. Please get it. The Magen Avraham says, I'm sorry, the Lechem Mishnah says, I want you to know something. Trukkanin is lechem. Trukkanin is lechem, but no one is kovei asud on it. And therefore, if you're not kovei asud on it, the bracha drops from a motzi to what? To mizonos. But when it comes to matzah on Pesach, you're yotzei yechovas matzah with trukkanin because it's called lechem. Mashenkin, crumbs that are less than a kezayis, according to Rav Yosef, you don't say amotzi on them. It's not because you're not kovei asuda on them. If the derech would be to kovei asuda them on pirum less than a kezayis, lemaisa, if it's considered to be bread, you'd say amotzi, even if you're not kovei asuda on it. The reason why you don't say amotzi on it is because why? It's not considered to be lechem. Don't get me wrong, Yechezkel. Something that's not lechem, you can't be yotzei the seder. Trukkanin is called lechem. Trukkanin is called lechem. Since trukkanin is called lechem, that's why you're yotzei the seder. But something that's not lechem, so lemaisa not yotzei chavasa de pesach, and therefore Abaye proves lemaisa from the fact that what? From the fact that you can be yotzei chavasa matzah be pesach, it must be what? It must be the bracha has to be what? Has to be amotzi. So therefore, you what you see be trukkanin, you're already at first base. Trukkanin is already lechem. So since trukkanin is already lechem, no problem. You yotzei what the matzah to say to because you need lechem. The only question is halacha lemaisa, what bracha are you going to say? So if you're kaveh asuda, you say what? Hamotzi. If you're not kaveh asuda, you say mizoinus. But it is always had lechem. Whereas mashenkein the sugya on lamed zayin and beis. Well, I say necessarily what? Something that is you know, we're not sure whether it's called lechem or not. Well, Abaye says, I want you to know something. If you can be yotze matzah with the Pesach on it, you better believe you say what? You say amotzi as well. That's never in question. If something's always called lechem, that's never in question that yotze the Seder. What was in question was lamed zayin and beis. And that's what Abaye proved conclusively that what? That if you're saying what? If you're yotze and the Seder, it must be it's amotzi. You understand the difference between the two? Akiva, on a trukkanin is always a shame lechem. So therefore, you're yotzei the seder, no problem. It wasn't called lechem. It wasn't called lechem. And therefore, it wasn't called lechem. So how do we know it's good or not? Well, if you're yotzei matzah on seder, it must be that what? The brachas amotzi. And then I've concluded that what? For our purposes, it will be considered to be what? It'll consider to be good. And that is the chiddush that we're saying. Mashenk and Pirur and Pachas Mekzayis are not necessarily called Shem Lechem. Things that are less than Mekzayis, crumbs, Sam, that are less than Mekzayis, maybe it's not Shem Lechem. What proves that it's Shem Lechem? The fact that what? You're Yotzei at the Seder, and therefore you sell Motzi. But Chukkanin never was a Shiloh. That is the answer, Lechem Mishnah. Yeah, go ahead, Gavriel. Clear? Okay. Yeah, what'd you say? According, if you paskin like Marzutra, exactly. If you paskin like Marzutra, well said, then it's never a shiloh, because we're paskin that trukkanin is considered to be paskomer, and it's not considered to be a problem. Well said, that's correct. But that's not the simplest reading of Gemara. Simplest reading of Lechem Mishnah is learning like the standard Rishonim. Okay? Now, one more nakuda on the Magen Avraham. What do we say the psak of the Shulchan Aruch was? That on trukkanin, what do we say? You say what? It depends. If you're Koveya, Suda, Amotzi. If not, it's Mizonos. What about Antresa? Mizonos, even if you're Koveya. The Magen Avraham in Sifkan Mem Aleph says that according to the tour, there's no difference between Tresa and Trukkanin. Both of them, you say Amotzi when you're Koveya, Suda, and that's what the tour meant. So I want you to get this. This is a new reading of the tour. The Magen Avraham says that the Chiluk of Koveya, Suda, not goes on both. Trukkanin and Teresa goes on both. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? That's what he wants a taina. Okay? That's what he wants a taina, halacha l'maisa. And he says that the koveya suda bar hamotzi is going on trukkanin and teresa. Okay? That's what he wants a taina. It's interesting. By chala, he says teresa will be potter because b'shas gilgal wasn't an isa. But like avi hamotzi, when you bake it in the oven, it's going to be what? So it becomes lechem, you say hamotzi. So that's the sheet of who? The Magen Avraham. Interesting reading of the tour. Allah Halamais. It's an interesting reading of the tour. Okay. But it's not so crazy because he says maybe it's going on both. It's going on Trukkanin and Teresa and makes a chilutin, chiluk suda, not chiluk suda. That would have come out to be a very, very interesting chiddush. Allah Halamais. Okay. Very good. Now we go weiter to Gemara. Okay. Everyone got that? Oh, one more Nakuda. Like guys were asking me, Gavriel pointed out greatly in the Tosis. Does everyone have that Tosis clearly? The small Tosis by Nielosh? What did Tosis say by Nielosh? That what? He says, Yekovei Yisudis Yamotzi, and then he's going to Chain Siva Rabbeinu Meir Bepurim. What do you mean, Chain Siva? The chain was their kovei suda on this. Now, what is the two ways on this toisus? Noah lamet chesel lav. They're asking Marjurcha. What are the two ways to understand that kovei suda? We said the pasuk shatzak of Yudah Chasid that the stuff is so thin, does it lend itself that kovei suda would make a difference? That's what we said. What's the other way of interpreting toisus? Maybe the way that their kovei suda is not, they're not doing it right. You understand what I'm saying? That's a different way. I didn't say it yesterday. In other words, maybe they're not eating enough. Maybe they're not. That's the better way to say it. What they're doing is not Mikovei Suda. So what they're doing, I don't know. Let's say a Seba would be. It's not Pesach, but they're not doing certain. They're not eating enough or doing certain actions that would establish as real Kviya Suda.
The second one,
Lamaisa Poshim Shad Lamaisa. The second one that might be. Who says that that's the pshat in the Taisus and the Maisa? That's what I was thinking the Pashup Shah would be. Okay, that's what I was thinking the Pashup Shah would be. But it doesn't seem to be. He points out here, that's the Pashup Shah and Taisus in the notes here. And the notes here, he says, that's the Pashup Shah and Taisus. Whereas Rabbi Yudah Chasid says the stuff is so thin, that's what we said, doesn't lend itself to that. You know what I mean? It's very hard to say that he was questioning is the Kvias and Kvias. Why? Because it's clear, he said on Purim, they were Kovei Suda with it, right? Doesn't seem to be that was the one in jeopardy or he was stopping about. But it is possible to read it like that. Possibly. Okay. Excellent. Now we go Vayta now in the Gemara. Okay. Go ahead, Noah. Why don't you read? Vamramar. Oh, Gavriel, you were supposed to read, right? Yeah. Okay, Gavriel, you'll read it the next day. Yeah, Noah. Go ahead, Gavriel. Vamramar. Go ahead. Vamramar Baravashi. You might think, what does this have to do with anything? Well, Mar Baravashi was just quoted. And so we're talking about another din of Nuchas Brachas. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead.
My time up.
Excellent. So what do you see from here? This is a tremendous chiddush, this notion of Zeya Ba'alma. Tremendous chiddush. It means sweat. It's a svara. Pashup Shad is a svara. And it literally means sweat. Meaning it is not part of the what? Of the actual pre. And therefore it drops from Ha'etz to being Shahakal. Now, let's see Lamaisa, how Rashi says it. Go ahead. Zeya Ba'alma, go ahead.
Zeya Ba'alma, who?
Excellent. It's not a priest, and therefore you don't say prayer prayer. So it drops all the shakal. Go ahead. Fight to Nigamor. Amar Le. I'm sorry. Kiman.
Kiman.
So which Tana does he hold like? Go ahead. Excellent. So who does he hold like? Excellent. So you have this dvash tamarim, you have apple cider, that's ein tapuchim, and chometz tzfonios is like the dregs of the grapes at the end, they're not ripe anymore at the end of the season, and you make vinegar out of those. You know, vinegar is grape stuff, okay? So you make all these things, and it's from the grape pits. I think I said Skinsty and Seder. That was incorrect, Nate. It's from the grape pits. That's actually from this. When it says Chartzanim, it means pits. So that's the next sugya, I think. Yeah, that's the next sugya. But this, Chartzanim. But this is from the dregs. Dregs are the grapes. Exactly, they are no longer going to be ripe. And Charmei Paris. Now, what is Charmei Paris? What does the word Char mean? Other. What does it mean, other? What other as opposed to what? No. There are two special types of liquids that we're familiar with. What are the two special types of liquids?
Shemen
and what else? Excellent. You then wine. Those are special, guys. And we're going to see tomorrow, probably Gemara M'sachim about it. You have orla, wine, it comes from a grape, and oil are special. Those are special things. Those are not Zeya Ba'alma. When it says Shar Peris, it means what? Everything but what? Shemen and what? Yayin. Any other juices are the Shar. That is the din. They are special and unique. Do you know if you squeeze them on Shabbos, you have skila with Edim and Asra? If you squeeze them, you squeeze other fruits, There's actually three levels in Shabbos, which we don't have to worry about now because we're only Yehovah's Brachos. Tutum are in the middle, and the third one is things that are not tutum. Tutum are like strawberries. So for Hilchos Shechit, the purpose of Shabbos are three categories. For our purposes, there are Zaysim, Yayin, and Shemin as opposed to other events. That's what means Shar Peiris. So you have a man that goes ahead and does what? What does he do with these things? You tell me. He eats these things, yes? He ate a Meshogeg. What happens with a Zar eats Truma? The Mezi, this guy, Misa, but he did a Meshogeg. Meshogeg, when you must pay the principal, what else? How much is a Chomish? We said it's only a 4%, 25%. Where do we have that before?
By Shemin.
Excellent. Bottom of what daf? Lamed Hayim and Beis. When the Gemara compared it to Shemin. Excellent. Remember we had that comparison to Truma? The Gemara compares it again. Excellent. Very good. And what does Obalaza say? Yechayev Karen v'chomish. Why? Rabbi Yeshuda says you're potter because it's Zeya ba'alma. It's not a shame Truma on it. You did nothing wrong and that's the din. Okay, we got this?
No one else holds the answer.
What'd you say? We don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. We hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Excellent. Mar Rav Ashi holds like who? Rabbi Yeshua and done. Read the Rashi. Go ahead.
The Chomis Fonios. Sofe Anomim Shein Mitbashlim Olamis.
Oh, the end. The dregs of the grapes, which are never going to come ripe. V'osin Mehen. Chomitz. You make vinegar out of them. We don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Obviously, we're a holy Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus.
That's a cedar, it's not a cedar.
No, it means Sofia Nava means the grapes at the end of the season, they're bad grapes. Some grapes seeds. Don't ripe.
Not seeds.
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean seeds is the next sugi. Okay? Go ahead. Excellent. If you drink it, it'll be shogi. Mazi the chai misa. Bide shomai. Go ahead, Rabbi Yeshua.
Ain't shame.
Excellent. There's no shame, Truma. Go ahead. There's the only two things that have the name pre in the liquid form. That's olives and grapes. Done. That is it. Nothing else. Go ahead. That's a Mishnah later on in Truma's Pirkei Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, it says. Go ahead. Very next Mishnah. Vayinu Kamar Bravashi. Exactly. So you got it? This is the Chiddush. Okay. There's a lot of lumdus we have to speak about, but Zeya Ba'alma, Lomais. A lot of different lumdus that comes up with Zeya Ba'alma. But we have to go one at a time. Okay. One of the very big issues is, and I don't know if we'll get to it today or get to it tomorrow, is the comparison with the next daf, which I'll probably give you tomorrow just to see the three lines, on Lamed Tesem Aleph, it's called Shlokos. What is the difference? Okay, I'm just going to pose the question now. We're not going to get into it now. Maybe we'll get to it maybe towards the end of the year today. We'll see. What is the difference between May Paris and Shlokos? Shlokos are cooked vegetables. On soups, we say breakery adam. On soups, we say adam. On juices, on made parents, we say shaka. What is the difference?
Because they're cooked.
We're going to see. Oh, that's one of the differences. Okay, we spilled the beans. Right. Excellent. But we're going to see. Noam, we're going to see seven differences. I'm not exaggerating. Seven differences between the two. No, not yet. We'll see if we get to it today. Shlokos is adama. Okay? What is the difference between the two? So there's seven chilukim that we're going to have to learn to distinguish between shlokos and mei peiris. And mei peiris, we say the svar of zeya ba'alma. But first is first, we have to, before we get that, we'll see. Yeah, go ahead, Nate. What do you say?
I'm pretty sure you brought this up by the Negron and Niska, or is that it was just the water release. So it was like the same thing, it's just that we make adama on the Negron, even though it's just made, it's
mei peiris. We did say it's shlokos, that's why I was adama. That's correct. That's why I was adama. But I want to know, when we talk about mei peiris, we say it's a shahakol alone. So let's get to this right now, okay? Let's get to this. There is a shita of the Bahag. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, okay? There is a sheet of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. What'd you say?
We're answering this question or not right now.
What'd you say?
We're answering this question.
No, we're not answering this question. I want to pose it right off the bat, okay? I said we're not answering this question. We'll see if we get to it today, okay? We'll see if we get to it today. But, Lamaisa, there is a sheet, which I hope you saw the Tisus, okay, where we see it inside. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, he refers to them as Halachas Gedolos. I think we had it like that twice already, Halachas Gedolos. I think I went Taf. I think it was on Lamed Vav Lamed Halachas Gedolos. No, remember twice, two Tosfos in a row. He said Halachas Gedolos, not Bihak. It's usually known as the Bihak. But yeah, same thing. Yeah, we had that. Very good, excellent. Noam, good. Okay. What did you say? Yeah, Mei Halachas Gedolos. Same thing. Mei Halachas Gedolos. Yes, yes, our Tosfos, correct. So let's speak it out outside. Let's get it. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bihak and Rav Haigon say that our Gemara is talking about a case where you mix the dates with water. Please get it. You put water in. The Gemara didn't say it. Noam's going to tell me, okay, you're right, but it's a pshat in the Gemara. The Bihak learned pshat in the Gemara, like and Rav Haigon. It wasn't just the Bihak. Gaonim. They held the Gemara talking about you put water in. But if you're dealing with honey that flowed out of the date and it's be'en, and you did not mix water, what is its bracha? Ha'etz. Get it down. It's ha'etz. That is the sheet of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Yes. He says, Mishum de Yishtan and Leluya, like we said by Shem and Zayas. Yishtan and Leluya,
Lomaisa. But if you didn't put water in, it would be ha'etz?
Yes. If you did not put water in, it would be ha'etz. Correct, Sam. He learned the Gemara, you put water in. Comes all the Rishonim. Almost all. Taisvus, Lomaisa, let's get it. Taisvus, the Rambam, they all say that the Yosef, they all say he's wrong. That the Bihak and the, it's not just the Bihak, the Rav Haigon, they all argue on them and they say, what are you talking about? We're not talking about that case. They hold that Mar Rav Ashi was talking about all types of dvash, not just when it's mixed with water, whether it was soaked with water or it's not soaked with water. The din is that mashka that comes out of a pri is not the ikar pri. It's the zeh of the pri. And what bracha do you say on the zeh as a pri, usher? Shahakol, excellent. So all the Rishonim are cholik on this what? They're cholik on the sheet of who? Of the Bihak and the what else? And I would ask you, what's the Parshat Shad in the Gemara? We always try to do that. Which Rishonim do you think fits?
All the Rishonim.
The Gemara never made a distinction to the Shriya B'mayim or not. Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef makes this diuk, the Tamid Rabbi Yon makes it, the Shita Mikubetzis, the Mas Gomorrah. The Gemara never once says you put water, correct?
Where do they go and get water?
That's how they learned up Shad in the Gemara. They learned up Shad in the Gemara because they felt, Lamaisa, that until you liquefy it and put water in, it's still a chelik of the pri.
Is that the Derech Achilo?
Yeah, it might be the Derech Achilo. It could very well be the Derech Achilo. Go ahead, Sam.
Wasn't wine back in the day, like, super bitter, so they put water inside?
Yeah, that's how they made water, three-fourths.
Could be similar.
Now, are there any Rishonim, let's get it, that save the what? Save the Bihak and Rav Haigon. Yes. I gave you the Rosh. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. Inside the Rosh, always, you'll see it tomorrow. I'll give it to you again. Agos Ashri. The Agos Ashri is inside the Rosh. Small letters. Agos Ashri. The Agos Ashri quotes from the Shem Arami Rittenberg. He quotes Arami Rittenberg all the time. Who says like this. Who says, I want you to know something. That he is right, the Bihak. Why is he right? Because the bracha on the dates is bar pre'etz, and if you make honey out of them, halach lamaisa, since the bracha lamaisa on tmarim is bar pre'etz, halach lamaisa, he says he's mekayim the sheet of the Bihak. He says the sheet of the Bihak is absolutely correct, right? Yes, but he has one change, and I want you to get this. He says that since the bracha of dates is bar pre'etz, he believes though you make dvash, it goes to a Brei Pri Adama. There's no svara that you go down from what? Two madregas from an H to a Shahakal. The Bihak says what? What did the Bihak write himself? He said, you say what? You say a H. No? Didn't he say a H? Right? The Maimon Mordechai says, the Bihak says you say a H. L'shitosim, it should be a Brei Pri Adama. So I want you to get this. You must say that the Agos Ashri had a different gears than the Bihak. You must say that at different gears. No, the Bihak learned when it's a Chishakal and our Gemara. No, Gavriel. Well, how did the Bihak learn the Gemara? When you added it with what?
Water.
With water. Mashma, if you didn't add it with water, what would be the bracha? We thought I ate. They come and say, no, it said Adama. But I thought the Bihak says H. They had a different gears than the Bihak. So I want you to get two variations in the Bihak. There are two variations in the Bihak. One variation of the Bihak is if what? That if you don't mix water in it, it remains the same bracha b'yayetz. And the other variation is you're going to what? It's not the same as the date. The dvash, it's going to be a what? It's going to go down one madriga. It's going to be called a what? It's going to be called an adoma. So the two variations of the vahak. But I want you to get it. It's an interesting svara what they say, that you go all the way down the mice. Okay? The only time it goes two madrigas down is when you add water.
Otherwise, we have an article with shemen.
What'd you say?
We talk about shemen zayin. You said it was like the only thing that when you, it's something where you take from a fruit and it's still considered the fruit, so it's tight.
Right. Well, we're trying to figure out the bracha.
Same thing with
date
honey, you would have that there too, didn't?
Okay, I mean, I don't know. We're gonna get to that in Nakuda. I don't know if it's exhausting the whole list. Gemara's dealing only with Geffen and Zayas there. Okay, there was no special bracha we had by dates, so I don't know if it's arriving, but it's a good hara. But what'd you say? I know, but the most challenging that it should be Lamais.
No, we agree up with that. Yitzchak brings up the fact that since it's better than the olive itself, oil.
Okay.
We bring that up too with the
Tfach. All right. Well, maybe it's different. We'll see. Maybe it's different because it's the Pasuk by this. Okay, we'll see. You have to keep in mind, what does it say? I'm going to spill the beans a little bit. How does the Torah describe this? Dates. How does it describe dates? Does it say the word Tamar? It says Dvash. So maybe it's a little different. You follow me? Say maybe it's a little, we're going to get to. Okay? We're going to get to. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
How does it make sense, according to the second edition of the Hag, to say that dates are by eights, and then if it's just the Zeva Alma, then it's
Adam.
But then if you put water in, it jumps back up to ha'eitz. Does that make sense?
No. The Bahag learned when the Gemara said Shahakal is when you mixed it with water.
Yeah.
When you eat a date straight up, you say eights. When you mix it with water, it goes down to Shahakal. But when you don't mix it with water, it goes down from eight to adama.
Oh.
You got that? That's the Bahag. That's the second version of the Bahag. That is correct. That is the second version of the Bahag.
It says any part of the date that you don't have
water. Yeah, I mean, it's not so crazy to learn the Gemara like the way he said it. Because when it says Shaka, it's talking about it's not Be'en. What's Be'en mean? Tangible. Wasn't tangible. Okay. Now, let's get this. And this was I was just saying to Nate now. Why is it the Mar Bravashi picks on dates? He could have picked up, he could have said anything else. There's an array of different fruits in the world, you know. Peaches, nectarines, I mean, there's so many different types of fruits in the world. Pears. What does he focus on dates for? So the Ra'ah, I don't know if you got to see it, the Ra'ah actually asked this kasha. And I want you to get this, we're going to offer two pshatim. Why is he focusing, picking on dates, right? No pun intended, right? So what is he saying? Right, you pick dates, right? So no pun intended. Why was he picking on dates, right? So what does he mean to say? So I want you to get this. So the Ra'ah says, amazing pshat. He says, all fruits have juice. But he says, I want you to know something. I would have thought the juice of dates are different. It's honey. And therefore, I would have thought when you have dates that the honey flows out, does that destroy the date or does the date remain kayam? The date remains kayam. It just oozes out. So therefore, it's possible to say, I would add a havamina that the date also has an extension to its life. And that is, it refers to honey as well. Maybe the honey also has a bracha of brei prei eitz. Kamash Mulan, I want you to know something. The honey is not the meat of the date. And the honey gets a shahakal just as well. Kol shekin other may peiris, when you squeeze it, halacha lamaisa, the bracha shahakal. You follow what I'm saying? It comes out, Lamaisa, it comes out to be, I would add a havamina like this. Then maybe this is different. Kamash Mulan, it's not different. The bottom line is that it's not the meat of the date, and therefore it's the external part, and therefore it's Zeyabam, and therefore the Bracha Shakal. Koshkin made pears when you have to squeeze out the juice. This stuff you don't even have to squeeze out sometimes. It just flows out. Okay? That's the first shot. That's the first shot I want to give. Who says this? The Ra'ah, the Ramaska Omar. However, the Tzlach gives a different shot, and the Rosh Yosef. They both say the following shot. And they say what I was saying before to Nate. What does it say in the Chumash? It says Dvash. So I would have made a mistake and said Dvash Tmarim is considered the pre because the Torah says it. Kamashman, even Dvash Tmarim is not the pre. Kol Shekein Mei Peiros. And what is Dvash in the Torah referring to? Excellent, Sam. Excellent. Who said that? Sam or Jacob? Sam, excellent. The Dvash in the Torah is referring to what? Excellent, Sam. It's referring to dates. It is not referring to honey. That is the Chiddush of Mar Bar Avashi. So I want you to get it. Two Chiddushim. You got it?
It's a
Why the tzlach in the Beis Yosef? I would add Avin since it's Dvash in the Torah, that Dvash is Shaheitz, Kamashman Das is a shakal, and also I'm going to teach you how to read a Pesach in Chumash, like Sam said. That when it says Dvash, it doesn't mean what? It doesn't mean honey, it means a what? It means a date. You got me, Akiva? And therefore, that is the reason why the halacha is you say a shahakal. So beautiful chiddush. You know what it kind of, you know what it kind of is like? It's kind of like the opposite. It's kind of like the opposite of the following. Okay? Listen to this. The Rishonim are bothered by Tosfos, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashba, the Rosh. They're bothered by something else, by the Bahak. What is the din in Orla? What's the halach of Orla? We know Orla, right? Does Orla apply to juice?
Wine and oil.
Wine and oil it does. What daf and shas? I'm going to photocopy for us tomorrow. Chaf dalet amid beis in Pesachim. Says Beferish. That's not Zeya Balma. There's a chi of Orla on it. There's a chi of Orla. Therefore, one second, there's a chi of Orla. So let me ask you a question. What was the first version of the Bahag? You say AIDS. How can you say AIDS? Why don't you have Orla on what? On the honey of the day. Get this kasha down. If you hold like the first version of the Bahag, what's the first version of the Bahag? That the Gemara by us is saying shakal, you mix it with water. Mashma, if you didn't put it with water, what's the bracha? Remains a H. Oh yeah, if it remains a H, so why aren't you chayv orla on it? Why are the only things you chayv orla on the juices is a wine, no oil? That's a bomb kasha. That's about Tosfos as the kasha. The Bahag as the kasha. Tosfos refers to it right here. Tosfos refers to it right here. It's a great kasha. Lomai, how are you going to answer this kasha? You ready?
The Bahag asked the kasha?
No, the Rishonim. Tosfos asked this kasha on the Bahag. Because what's the Bahag Shita? The only time it says shak is when you mix it with water. Implying that what? If you have it straight up, it's IH, or we had another version of Adama. But if you go with the version IH, what's going on? You should be Chayv Orla. The Gemara says in Pesachim Wataf, Chav Dalim and Beis. The only time Chayv Orla in liquids is what? Wine and oil. Yes? So how are you going to save the Bahag? Kiva, you with me? Listen to this. So the Rashba and the Rush say this following answer. Oh. They say that the Bahag was only commenting on Dvash, not on other May Paris. Because the Pusik lists what? It says Kasav Dvash. Doesn't say Tmarim. So since the Pusik says Dvash, it's a pre, it's considered to be what? It's the only one that sticks with Bari Priya Eitz. Yes? Because the Pusik is talking about that the stuff flows out by itself. And the Rush says it's not like the other pears. The other pears, you what? You squeeze them. Excellent, Yecheskel. When you squeeze them, it's Zeya Balma. But if the stuff flows out by itself, and the only thing that flows out by itself is what? Dates. So therefore, if it flows out by itself, what's the din? It would be IH. Wow. That's smack against what we just said by what? What the Tzlach and the Rosh Yosef said. Why did the Tzlach and the Rosh Yosef say that he picked on what? Dates. To tell me that the pshat in the pasuk was what? Not honey, but what? But dates. Comes the Rashba and the Rush and they say poop fakert. What's poop fakert mean? No. Completely the opposite. They say the pshat and the pasuk is dates mamish. Yes? I'm sorry. Honey. They say the pshat and the pasuk is honey mamish. Honey mamish. Honey mamish. And to the degree, what bracha do you say? Hayates. That's mamish, a polar opposite. That's the chiddush we want to say today. That was the chiddush we want to say today. That when you ask, why did he pick on this? He either picked on it, number one, to say what? To say, I would have thought what? That it's considered to be an extension of it, because the fruit doesn't get destroyed. That was the pshat of the raw. Second pshat was what? The Rosh Yosef and the Slach that said what? That said the pshat and the pasuk says Dvash. No, I would have thought to be yes. Come tell me, no, it doesn't mean honey. It means what? It means a date. The honey is Zeya Balma, like Sam said very beautifully. That's smack against the Rashba and the Rush. The Rishonim ask on the Bahag that if you smash the thing, the bracha, what? If it flows out, the bracha is very pre-aids. The only reason why it's a chakra in the Gemara Sam is because you mix it with what? Water. But if you don't mix it with water, it's aids. It's aids. What's going on? Pshat lamas? Because what's the pshat in the pasuk? It means honey. Honey means honey. And that's why it's the only fruit that flows out by itself. It's not Zeya Balma. It is not Zeyabam. And therefore, what does the Pasuk say? By the bracha, what? What is the bracha? What is the bracha, guys? What would you say? The bracha is going to be Eitz. Now, what do you think by Orla? What would you say by Orla? What are you going to say by Orla? See, when it comes to the bracha, Lamaisa, I understand why it's called Shivas Aminim and the bracha's Eitz. And the Pasuk is referring to Shivas Aminim. But what would you say by Orla? Halacha Lamaisa. That's why I want to know. What would you say by Orla? What do you think about that? What do you think by Orla? What would be the din by Orla? What would you say by Orla? Is it Zeyabam or is it not? It's got to be Zeyabam. The only exception in the world, the only exception in the world was what? Shemin and Yayin. So for purposes of Orla, it's considered to be Zeyabam. But for purposes of the bracha, the Shivas Aminim, that's what the pasuk is referring to. It's going to be what? And we're talking about a situation that's not like other pairs that are Zeyabama, because that you have to smash. But the stuff that flows out, that's what I'm wondering to myself. The stuff that flows out, are you going to be chayv in Orla? It's hard to imagine. The only stuff that flows out is Orla, and the stuff you... It's not shaykh to say like that.
Maybe, why not? Maybe that's what
it means by the Torah. That's what I was... I know, but for purposes of Orla, are you going to say... The Gemara says black on white. That is different. No, that's what I'm saying. It's only Zeyah, Legabi, Meiser, and Orla. But when it comes from what? For brachas, the standard is different. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're suggesting. The standard is different. What'd you say?
Why is the standard different? The whole reason why you're high by wine and oil is also because they're part of the Shiva Saminim. And that's why you make Hayats on them, and they're also high in Orla and Meiser. So why should it not be the same exactly by Tvash? We're saying the Pasuk is talking about Tvash.
Yeah, it's talking about the Shivas Aminim. It's talking about the bracha, right?
It should be also.
What'd you say?
It should be chayav and arla meiser also, just like wine and oil. Like that, it's because wine and oil are also included in the pasuk. That's why we say that. No,
isn't that? You're saying according to this Hasbro, you think that it should be chayav and orla?
Yeah.
If
the pasuk is talking about dvash mamish.
Well, you say, prove it to me even better from our Gemara. Our Gemara compared it to what? To truma, no? Let me ask you a question. The Bach has to learn the Gemara too, no? He's a Rishon. How do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara compares it to what? To Truma, no? Marbar Rashi holds like who? Rabbi Shua, only if you mix it with what?
Water.
Mashma, when you don't mix it with water, what's it then? It seems like you'd be Chayiv, no? Seems like you'd be Chayiv. So I'm thinking more and more like what Nate and Jacob are saying, that maybe it is not Zeyabam. Maybe it's different because it flows out. It's in the Pasuk. Maybe you are, but why did the Gemara say to Pesachim though? That's what I'm bothered by. Why did the Gemara say to Pesachim? The Gemara should have said it. I want to say a Kiddush. You know why the Gemara didn't say it? Because the Gemara there is talking about squeezing. This stuff you don't squeeze. It flows out by itself, Akiva. You follow me? If you don't have to squeeze it, the honey from the date comes out by itself. Flows out. So it's only talking about stuff you squeeze. The fruit juices you squeeze are Zeyabama, but not dates wasn't even talked about in that Gemara. It's a Chiddush what we're saying. But I think that's what you got to say according to Bahag. All right, we got to think about it more, Lomaisa. The truth is, that's what it says. It's Zavas. What is Zavas? Flows. Flows without you squeezing it. No? So maybe what? Maybe the pshat is that dates by its very nature flow out, and therefore what? It's totally it's in its own box. So based on, what'd you say?
Milk doesn't flow.
What'd you say?
Milk.
Yeah.
Doesn't flow.
Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, you mean? I mean, milk doesn't flow out. I mean, it does come out of the udders. I mean, you have to. It's a good horror what you're asking. As Nate's saying, we're splicing the pasuk. That's Zavas, literally for Eretz Zavas, Chalav, Udvash. Yeah. That's what I think you have to say what Noam's saying. There's flowing and there's flowing. There's flowing, there's flowing. Flowing by Dvash is Pshuto Kemashmo. It's mamish, literal. Whereas by the milk, it comes out that way. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I don't know. Let me just
say. I'm saying that there's Dvash. I'm saying Zavas is different. When it comes to what? When it comes to dvash, it's mamish pshuto kamashmo. It flows out. When it comes to the honey, you're right. You have to squeeze it out, but it flows once you squeeze it.
I wasn't saying that.
I'm saying there's flowing.
I like that too.
I'm saying there's flowing. What were you saying?
I was saying flowing doesn't actually mean flowing for both. Flowing just right. means there's a...
We're saying the similar thing. Okay, similar thing. One way to learn, interpreting it literally, the other one is a little bit less literal. I hear what you're saying. All right, let me think about it more. But I was just wondering, that's the Chiddush. But what I want to bring out, please get the first Chiddush we have down. The first Chiddush is down is that I want you to make sure you have the Pumfak here. That according to what? According to the Slach, the way you said Sam in the Pshat and the Pasuk is that the Pshat and the Pasuk means dates. Honey is Zeb Alma. That's a complete contradistinction with the Rashi and the Rush trying to answer up the Bahak. And therefore the Pshat and the Pasuk was what? That it's different.
Milk and dates makes more sense. You could say flowing doesn't mean flowing. Flowing means an abundance of milk and dates.
Right.
It flowing,
but okay.
But if you have milk and dvash, it's different things.
You're right. It depends how you touch the word tamar. Yeah. And I'm pointing out that's good for the machlokes. We're saying according to the Tzlach and Rosh Yosef, it means what? It means dates. And according to the Rashman Rosh that saved the bagger, it means the what? It means honey. Correct. Well said. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay, we got to think about it more. Yes, go ahead, Gabriel. Go ahead.
According to the Pshat of the Gemara, I'm trying to understand, does Rabbi Eliezer not think there's a concept such as Zev Alma? Does he not think it exists?
Yes, he argues on it. And that is a very interesting question, very interesting kasha, which Lomaisa will speak to the following, and that is that is this concept of Zev Alma a pusik or is it a svara? Our Gemara mentions it like a svara, and that's a major question. Seems to be a steer in two Gemaras.
It's a pusik, how could Rabbi Eliezer just...
Well, he didn't have that drasha, but we're going to have to see. See, which we didn't get back to, this is one subtopic, the distinction between the two. Another subtopic is the notion of what? Of, is it a pusik or a svara? There's like three major subtopics we have to get to. But I want to just get to now, just to pin down exactly what Zev Alma really means. What does it mean? Okay? Let's get to this. What does Zev Alma literally mean? So, it's interesting. The Chacham Svi, who was the chief rabbi in Amsterdam, in Simen Chof, in his Tshuvas, he claims the following. I always thought Zev Alma meant like it was like, you know, sweatiness, which literally that's what it means. That it's not considered to be an ochel at all. It's like, you know, kind of like disgusting stuff. It's like, yeah, it's like schwitzy stuff. It's like Pirsa Balma.
So he has the best part.
Yeah, so he claims, I want you to get this. He claims that is not the pshat, okay? Zev Alma doesn't mean that it's like not considered to be a food. He says the pri is not nitan lamashkin. The pri is not nitan lamashkin. Pri, a fruit is usually made or planted to eat. It is not given over for its juices. Therefore, I want you to get this. The mashka of the fruit does not have a shame pri vis-a-vis bracha, oral, and truma. But the mashka does have a shame ochel. So please get this down. I always thought Zev Alma meant it was a zero. No. He says it's an ochel. Don't get me wrong. But it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be lemaisa, the shame pri. It's not a shame pri. It is an ochel. But it is not a shame pri. Therefore, I want you to get this. I want you to get this. When it comes to the Isser of Chametz, please get it. The Isser of Chametz is totally in what? What's it totally in? It's not totally in a pre. What's it totally on? Whether it's Chametz. So if you drink beer on Pesach, what's the din? You're Chayav Karis, guys. You did it, B'mez, you drink beer on, you're Chayav Karis. Oh, it's not a shame pre. I made it out of a barley, the hops. I made it out of barley. What's the big deal? It's a big deal, because you ate Chametz. But it's not the pre. I don't care. That's the only brachas and orla require a pre, not chometz. It's an ochel, and he says Israel Chodesh would be the same din. It's an ochel, even though it's not a pre. Who cares? Chometz, Chodesh. You know what Chodesh is? It's a Sreid Chodesh. Israel Chodesh is like eating ham. Why we're makel? The Bach has a famous kuf. It's owned by Goyim. Or Lamais, if we have a fake in the Ramal, we don't know how many years it from. Even it's from this year, maybe it took root before the 16th of Nisan. They're different kulas. There's one sheet that says Chodesh is a plan. Chutzor, that we don't hold like. But the first two sheets, we, you know, many Orthodox Yidim don't. The third sheet, that's a Tana, but we don't hold like that Tana. Okay, but the first two, they basically hold them. So Lamais, this is a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? That's the Pshat of Zev Alma. Please get it down. Okay, with that in mind, go ahead. Gavriel, look at Tosis. Go ahead. Look at Tosis inside now. Go ahead. This is how I want you to touch Zev Alma for now. Go ahead, read the Taisus, then we see if we have another definition. Go ahead. Hi, Duvsha.
Hi, Duvsha. It's Mari Mavarkan of Luya Shaku.
Go ahead. Excellent. Except for wine and oil. Shkanarminin. Now, which Gemara is he referring to? Sachim Chavtalin and Beis. That's the Gemara by Orla we mentioned. Okay, go ahead. Glean that. I'm going to photocopy for going to Lafuke. Oh, you put water in. That's Lafuki Yeshita. Do you understand what he's asking? I said the cash outside. You can run through that line. I don't understand what he's saying. What's he asking when he's saying that? What's he saying on that? New? What's he saying, guys? What is Gemara saying, Sochem? The only two that are oral is what? Is Tirosh V'Yitzar, yes? According to the Bahag, everything should be oral, yes? Because the only reason why this thing is Shahakol, did you catch what I just said, Gabriel? Don't. What is he saying in that one line, Lafuke me Bahag? How is that against the Bahag? Because how does he learn our Gemara? The only reason why he says Shahakol is you added water. But if you didn't add water, what would be the din? It'd be Haitz. And therefore there should be Chayv what? Orla. And the Gemara says, Pesach, what's the only Orla? Wine and what? That's the Kasha. You can miss that whole Kasha. That's why we read it like that. That's what he's asking. Kiva, you got me? Yecheska, you got me? That's what he's asking. Read it again from the beginning of the Taisus. Go ahead. Hi, Dufsha the Tamre.
Hi, Dufsha the Tamre.
V'chein. Oh, implying that what? If you didn't put water, you should be what's eight, and you should be chayv orla. Gemara says against that. That's lafuke means. He's wrong. What was the answer that we gave? What did the Rashman the No, we only gave one answer. What was the Rashman Rush's answer? What'd you say? Exactly. The bus is talking about what? So you're unique and special. The bus is talking about honey. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about honey. The exclusion of what? Of that sheet we said in Rosh Yosef and the Tzlach. You see how everyone comes together, Lamaisa. The pasuk is special. The pasuk is special. And you guys want to tell me you have it on the two? Maybe. Maybe because it's special. Flows out. Go ahead. Our beer. Didon. Our beer. Our beer. Go ahead. You know, there's Michelob, there's Budweiser. I don't drink at all. I just drink Bartanura. There's different types of beers. But there's Tysus beer. Maybe someone should start a business, Tysus beer, right? Shekhar Didon. Maybe they should call it Shekhar Didon, right? Maybe Didon. Maybe that's the Didon. You know, Tysus. Lam Chesem Anav and Pairish and Tysus. Brachas. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Shekhar Didon. Go ahead. Alpha Gav, the what? Oh, what does that mean here? Remember I made that mistake? You guys were bothered by it and I fixed it the next day in Shir? It's a ratio here. Even though it's a ratio, there's a bunch of hops in there. As long as there's a ratio, it can ask this process, which was, we said, was an eighth. Go ahead. Oh, Ella? There it is. I, but Rav and Shmuel. Kol Shi Yeshbo. Go ahead. Oh, he gives you three reasons, guys. Three reasons why you say Shaka on beer. Go ahead. Haka? Ah, the ain't what? Ella? It just has the taste. There's no tangibility here. There's no tangibility.
So according to that, why should you be chayav for Karisan and Pesach? It's just it doesn't have any tangibility.
Tom Kicker. There's a principle called Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker means it's like the taste, which we'll have to get to. It's a good kasha, but there's a principle in Yordaya called Tom Kicker. Tom is like the taste. It's like the Iker.
So why is Tom Kicker?
Oh, so we have to see. For Yochas Brachas, it doesn't apply. Only for your day it does. Go ahead. Good. Everyone's on the ball. Go ahead, number one. Number two, V'od. We know that from what, Daf? Lamed Vavim and Aleph. It's middle. It's, remember, it's no man's land. You're in the middle. You could have made it bread. You haven't made the barley bread. Could have made it better than beer. So you only get a Bracha Shako. Remember we said that? What do we say that by? Not by, we said it by what? Kim Chedechita, no? Didn't we say about Kim Chita, not Kura? We said about Kim Chita, I think. No, go ahead. Vod? Wow. What's Vod B'Shtia? What's Shtia mean?
Drinks.
So Tyson says three svaras why we say on beer, what Shaka? Why did Shimizona call Sheshbo? Number one, it's only Tom. Number two, it's what? Ilachrina. Number three, what? It's a drink. Three reasons he gives. But this works beautifully with what our definition of Zeh Ba'alma. What's our definition of Zeh Ba'alma? What's the definition of Zeh Ba'alma? It's an ochel, but what? But it's not a shame pri. And for purposes of what? For purposes of Pesach, you'll be chai because you don't need a shame pri. But for brachas, you need a shame what? For brachas, you need a shame pri. Okay. But there's another definition of Zeh Ba'alma I want you to get. And that's based on the Minchas Baruch. But it's based on Rashi and Pesachim on Chavtalim base. Minchas Baruch. Minchas Baruch. One of the great Gedolei Achronim, he says, Rashi and Pesachim Chavtalim Zimasko Shaper, we'll see it tomorrow, says the following. You know what Zeh Ba'alma means? Lav Pri Ochel. What does Lav Pri Ochel mean? It's not the Gufa Pri. When you drink May Perish, you're not drinking the Pri. You know what? You're not drinking the Pri itself. And the Stipler says a beautiful pshat, which I want you to get down. I remember the Stipler. Simen Chavavos Beis. He says, I want you to know something. What did these come from? What did the fruit and the juices come from? Where did they come from? They came from a tree. A tree has fruit. A tree has juices. And therefore the juices are considered to be part of the tree, but not part of the pre. That's what the Stipler says. Yeah, and you view it as something that's coming from the tree. So, yeah, it's a dover on the frad from the pre. So you're saying, why don't you say Adama? Okay. I hear you. Okay, maybe we'll have to talk about that. But I want you to get this down. That's what Zeh Ba'alma means. Zeh Ba'alma, now Nate's asking me, according to the Stipler, why don't you say Adama on that? It grew from the tree. What'd you say? No, but pre-hiates. Pre. It's not a pre. It's not a pre. There's pre and there's mashkin. It's not a pre. But he's asking, why don't you say Adama? What'd you say? That's the answer. That's the answer. It's the answer. It's not a pre. It's not a pre. Same answer. Same answer you have to say. Maybe it's not a pre. But go ahead, Ichesko.
There are cases where you say the ha'etz on the tree, though. We've said it tastes like the fruit.
What do you mean?
Didn't we say that if we were talking about
pilpulin? Pilpulin?
Yeah. Pilpulin. If the tree tastes like the fruit.
Right. Because that's considered to be like the pre and the eitz are the same thing.
Didn't Rabbi just say that?
Remember Esrog is the same taste?
Yeah, so can you say because it tastes like the tree and the fruit tastes
No, but
like
that's the if the pre and the eitz are the same thing. This is different.
The juices of the tree.
The juices are, the tree contains two things, two body parts, fruit and juices. That's a chiddush. Okay, tomorrow continue. Guys, I'm proud of you. Everyone learned good this morning. Everyone was here. I want to have a Malev Malka or something. I want to get, we should have a get together. I want to have a Malev Malka, whether it's during Hanukkah or after.